Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hello, this is Rob Rourke, and this is Book Time. Just wanted to say, have some good news for you on Damar Hamlin. It's been reported that he's off the air tubes, oxygen tubes, and feeding tubes, and he is talking to family. All we can say is thank God for the medical personnel that were in at the football stadium and at the University of Cincinnati Hospital. We're grateful. And I'm willing to bet, just keep saying your prayers, folks, because he has taken the first step on the road back. There's still a lot to go. So let's keep praying for him to keep going forward. Well, on that note, this is Book Time, and again, I'm your host, Rob Rourke, and for the next 13 minutes and 46 seconds, we'll be talking about books. Now, when we talk about books, to me, I kind of like to look at the idea of what I'm going to write about. Use that as motivation. I could say, how am I going to get inspired? Well, I could use the fact that I've been inspired by the likes of Ian Fleming in his writings, his James Bond adventures. And I always found them intriguing, always. I guess I could say it this way. I like a book, a story of any kind that makes me feel like I'm thinking about the next step, the next piece of the puzzle. And so what I'm doing with the Codename series is mixing in some reality with some fiction. I'll take a live event and put a fictional story around it. Like back a few years ago, I believe if I remember correctly, the first Bush administration was in power. And there was talk coming from Washington of putting a naval base stationed across the Gulf of Mexico to defend not just the Caribbean, but the Gulf itself from all-out attack. Well, I took that and I made a story around it based on the fact that the documents defining the parameters of this initiative were stolen and being sold for a profit by a black marketeer. I made the story around it. Many years ago, a Norwegian diplomat diverted a lot of U.S. supercomputer technology that was supposed to go to Norway to the then Soviet Union. I built a story around that. But I reset it in Switzerland, and Carson Towns, the hero of the book, hero of Codename Shadow Origins, his codename is Ripcord, but the idea is he's going to investigate the death of the leader, the owner of the company, and his meets his charming, young and ambitious daughter, and see what kind of connections there were, and investigate the death. I bring about a more little detailed connections to the Russians, to the president, who was a president who had experience with the KGB. And it entails just, you know, events around the death and the connection to the Soviet Union. That's called, and I called it Swiss Movement. I have another story based around exchange of false information from one American agent to a Soviet agent in the during the middle of the Dickens on the Strand day in Galveston, Texas. Dickens on the Strand is our answer to the beginning of Christmas season here in along the Gulf Coast. And the exchange of information, whether it be true or false, is something that's happened for many years in the intelligence community. You know, the idea of the intelligence community is to receive information, gather information, assess it, and then react to it. Well, with all these stories, I want to make you think about what's going on. Imagine what's going on. And enjoy the read. Ah, yes. Now I've got in the background, and may or may not hear, but it's Journey's Don't Stop Believing. Well, don't stop believing in yourself. Believe that you want to, if you want to tell a story, believe that you can do that. And seek your exploration of your imagination and talk through that imagination and write it. Write what you feel. How you do it, that's your choice. And what you write is your choice. But the idea is to keep motivated to write, to sell that story, to satisfy yourself first, and then find a way to sell it to the world. So I would say read, be inspired, write it, and go forward with your stories. You know, develop your characters. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but develop the characters. Put them in situations where it's going to be, you need to think about how you're going to sell them escaping, them going through the adventure, and how the reader will enjoy that adventure. So, hey, I didn't say it, but I'm going to say it this way. We have about 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes left. And I should have said that you can call me at 563-999-3520. And also I want to tell you a little bit about the sponsor of the show, which is rrbooksolutions.net. It's an online book publishing company. So if you're an author and you want to publish a book, and can't really afford the prices or the fees that some of these self-publishing companies offer or ask for, here's my offer. I will edit, format, and design a book cover based on your opinion and submit to like KDP and other book sources for publication. And in doing so, I'll indicate for you that it'll be like on KDP and Amazon. It'll be Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. But all I'm going to ask from you as far as a fee is a figure that we can both talk about and negotiate on somewhere between 10% and 20% of your overall royalties. So if you get a royalty check, I get 10 to 20% of that royalty check. And that's all I'm going to ask. And that is my deal. Again, that's rrbooksolutions.net. So we'll be there for you. We'll help you. And we'll get you published. So give us a try. And you can text me or email me at ripcord@myyahoo.com. That's ripcord, all in caps, my@myyahoo.com. So I would say, please think about it. Consider it. If you want to write, you want to tell your story, and you don't want to pay an arm and a leg to get your story told and placed out there, give me a call, send me a message, and I will respond. So that's enough about the sponsor right now, and I also have another sponsor, is Scarlett Madsen. It's Scarlett _ Madsen. She sells bikinis, and you can find her at, I'm going to spell this out, ANISSAKATE050@gmail.com. That's ANISSAKATE050@gmail.com. She sells bikinis. You're looking for a bikini? That's the girl to talk to. So that she is a free sponsor. She's getting airtime free from me. So I just want to let you know that if you're looking for that bikini for the summer, here's a girl for you to talk to. And we're in the last 2 minutes, 34 seconds of the program. And I'm going to say tomorrow we're going to do another. And we're going to talk about, I'll get code name Shadow Origins. We'll talk about some, you know, first chapter of the first story. I'll read it out to you if you want. And, of course, we're always going to be brought to you by my friend Scarlett Madsen and her bikini sales shop online and rrbooksolutions.net. As far as Miss Scarlett is concerned, it's ANISSAKATE050@gmail.com. So you can give her a holler. And, hey, just got the 90-second warning. So we're going to have some good times. And please call in. That number is 563-999-3520. So we got a minute 15. As soon as I say that, we're looking at a minute 12. But hey, right? If you want to tell a story, tell it. Put it down on paper. Put it down on a floppy disk. Well, that's old. Or put it down on a hard drive. The thing is, you need put it to where you can take it to the next step. And if you want that next step to be published, look into rrbooksolutions.net. So, we've got about just over 30 seconds left, and I'm going to just say, hey, remember one thing about reading and writing. Enjoy the read. So we've got 19 seconds. We've got a short period of time, so I'm just going to say, I hope you have a great day. And again, enjoy the read.
And that's